It's WNYC. New York's Board of Regents unanimously approved new regulations today for the state's private schools. The rules will revise the framework for private schools to demonstrate that they offer an education that is, quote, substantially equivalent to what's offered in public schools. Now, the vote comes days after a New York Times investigation reported that some Hasidic yeshivas in the state do not teach basic secular subjects like math and English. We're joined now by Naftali Moster. He's the founder of Young Advocates for Fair Education, or YAFED. Naftali, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You spent a lot of the past decade fighting for secular education standards at Hasidic yeshivas. So can you briefly tell us what these new regulations do, and do you think they go far enough?
Sure. So these regulations basically provide an enforcement mechanism for a law that has existed already for more than a century. In 1894, a law was passed that required all non-public schools to provide a substantially equivalent education. And, you know, for all this time, most people figured private schools are probably going above and beyond what public schools are offering. So who has to really look over their shoulders, right? Mm-hmm. It felt like a waste of time and money. But in the meantime, tens of thousands of children were indeed being denied an education at these ultra-Orthodox and Hasidic yeshivas, like the one I attended, where they received very little English, math, and no science, no social studies, and so forth. So these regulations provide an enforcement mechanism of that law. Some of the things that are included is, first, the new regulations would require the local school district to know what schools exist in their boundaries. And I emphasize this because your listeners may be surprised to hear that at the moment, or I guess until this morning when the regulations finally passed, you could open a school in your basement and operate it, and no one would even know that it exists, and no one would know that those children exist. There was no requirement for a school to even be known to the district or to the state, and that's going to change. That's the first layer. And then after that, the school will also have to tell the local district which pathway to compliance they're going to choose. And the state in these regulations outlines four main pathways where a school can demonstrate substantial equivalency compliance. And that includes accreditation, if they're accredited by an independent accreditation agency. It includes assessments, if they give certain assessments, registration, if they're registered by the state education department. And finally, if they don't want to do any of those, they can simply be reviewed by the local school district.
So the Hasidic group Agudath Israel of America put out an open letter to the state education department. We'll read some of that. It says, quote, as religious Jews, we seek above all else to raise our families in the traditions of our faith. And it goes on to say, our people simply cannot abandon our religious values. So what do you say to concerns that this might violate religious freedom and represent government overreach?
So one little correction, Agudath Israel is not a Hasidic group. They represent a different branch of the ultra-Orthodox Jews. And ironically, their schools most of their schools have long provided the kind of education that I would envy as a kid, mm-hmm. right? Because they offered a few hours of secular education a day, even through high school. Meanwhile, my Hasidic boys yeshiva, as well as nearly all Hasidic boys yeshivas, provide almost none of that. And the fact that they're able to offer it, and the fact that even Hasidic girls' schools, like the ones my sisters attended, are able to provide more secular education, I think that's the proof that there's no inherent contradiction. It doesn't violate any religious beliefs. Secular education, the basics that are required by the state, are in no way a problem. And, you know, as a Hasidic high school boy, you know, we spend 14 hours a day in yeshiva. We can totally dedicate 3 to 4 hours to secular education so that we know some English and math and science and social studies when we get out there in the world.
We mentioned that this vote comes just days after a New York Times investigation into local yeshivas. And some of the findings included underqualified teachers being hired off of Craigslist, the use of corporal punishment, and virtually no male students passing state math or reading tests in 2019 at some yeshivas. You've mentioned that you went to a Hasidic yeshiva. Do you think that the Times findings track? Do they come as a surprise to you?
Yeah, not only do they track with what I've experienced in my, you know, as myself, but also in the last decade, I've run YAFED, and we've put out studies that very much track with what the New York Times findings were. Obviously, we are not nearly as well-resourced and don't have the same kind of access that they had. So it was really whatever we could do on steroids. But it absolutely is sort of confirms what we've long known.
That's Natalie Moster talking about the new rules from the New York Board of Regents. Natalie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.